Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is probably a good point to pivot to one other topic that I wanted to talk about. We're going to have J.P. Morrell on tomorrow at noon. We're going to be talking about these keys that he has to the jail, where a former employee who was terminated still had sheriff's office property. This happens. Sometimes, you know, these employees, they slip through the cracks, have been in that position, served in a capacity to make sure that we collected our property. Sometimes we even had to file suit against employees that refused to return JPSO property. Threatening letters, things of that nature. People just are knuckleheads, right? But you got to have a process in place. And what this is emblematic of is it should pique the curiosity of a lot of folks as to whether or not there's a process. Because if there's not a process, I wonder how much other public property lies in the hands of private individuals that have left the sheriff's office. It has been a revolving door for a long period of time. This is going to be interesting to see what it reveals. Be interesting, and I hope that someone is going to interview this whistleblower to see exactly what it is that they have, what keys they have or otherwise, whether or not there's a log, whether or not there's an inventory of property that's actually assigned to individuals so that you know about going to get it. I don't know whether or not this sheriff's office has a quartermaster system. We did at the JPSO. There was a lot of equipment that we provided to our employees on a daily basis over the years. And, you know, we worked very hard to collect each and every one of those pieces of property that were given out, from uniforms to duty belts to guns to handcuffs to this to that, all kinds of different things that were offered up over the years. Interestingly, we've not heard the sheriff say a word about any log or any inventory, personal inventory system of what has been assigned to individual, who has what, when, why, and how. She's just generally responded by saying, well, this individual doesn't have keys to the jail. Well, what does that mean? I mean, I don't know. Maybe there are keys to the front door of the jail. Maybe there are keys to other areas of the jail. The jail is an all-encompassing facility, as many aspects and factions to it. But it seems as though, and I know JP well, I don't think that he would go public with this unless he was confident in the veracity of this whistleblower, as well as what he actually is physically holding in his hands. We are at the point, I believe, where it's time for something to happen. This sheriff has said, let's be clear, and I quote, my deputies work hard every single day and night, so I won't let you make a mockery of their work. Well, I'm not sure that that's the appropriate characterization of this, because the fact of the matter is, if it is, then the federal monitors have made a mockery of the work of this organization for a long time. They said that this organization has been deficient. They have not lived up to the contemporary standards of running a jail. We refer to these inmates as residents. We think that if we have a touchy-feely relationship with these folks, that they're actually going to respect one another. They're going to respect authority. They're going to go through a metamorphosis, a divine intervention, like no other person on the face of the earth. And their whole life is going to be turned around because Sheriff Susan Hudson is going to refer to them as residents. The one who's making a mockery of detention, the one who's making a mockery of trying to fight recidivism, the one who's making a mockery of the criminal justice system is Sheriff Susan Hudson. And really, she needs to resign. Her political opportunity or opportunity to be reelected is nil. Nil. Repeatedly been shown to be incompetent. The finances of this office are in a mess. Obviously, the classification system and where they are actually locating individuals within this jail is a mess. As more and more, and we still don't know the whole story here, I have some indications to believe that this story is going to get worse. We still have two at large. I would venture to say and feel very confident in saying that we're probably north of $1 million in expenditures because of the incompetency of this administration. And the best thing that can happen moving forward from this point forward is the federal court to appoint someone to go in and run that jail and for Susan Hudson to resign. This is getting worse by the day. It's not getting better. And it's going to take some extraordinary action to turn this whole thing around. The DA has little or no confidence in her. He has publicly stated that. He's actually publicly supporting an opponent to this individual. Although Chief Kirkpatrick has not come out and said, but if you read between the lines, I don't believe there's a high level of confidence that the NOPD has in Sheriff Susan Hudson. The judges, and some that I have talked to, have little or no confidence in Sheriff Susan Hudson. So what's left? The council has little or no confidence in Sheriff Susan Hudson. I'm not sure where the mayor is. We might have to reach out to her in France or wherever the hell she is today. Her opinion to me is of little or no consequence at this point in time, because she's about a half a step away from where Susan Hudson is in this whole scheme of things, in my view. She needs to resign, and she needs to resign now. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.